Kia ora, kia ora. Well, like everything, you know, it's lovely to see people who are doing very well. And I know that earlier, what was only about last month, I heard somebody from Otaki speak. You will know him, Hori Thompson. And I heard at the time that he's got this tour coming up, and I now know that that's about to get underway. I think it's about to get underway. So I'm delighted this evening on Radio Waitea to have Hori join us just to tell us about his tour and the fact that he is such an interesting person too. So hopefully he'll cover a little of that of his background. Kia ora, Hori. Nice to have you on Radio Waitea this evening.
Kia ora, and kia ora koutou. Thanks for listening. Awesome.
Well, thank you. I was at a function about a couple of months ago, actually, Hori, when you were speaking, and you did mention that you would be having a tour coming up. Now, has your tour commenced already, or is it about to commence?
Now, yeah, it started at the beginning of the month, and we've done 6 Māori Elite shows already, all around the Tika Māui. So we've gone around the north, and now we're going down south tomorrow. We've got a show in Whakatū on Thursday night, and then another show in Ōtautahi on the Friday night. So, yeah, we're just trucking on it now. We're nearly towards the end, and the finale will be in Pōneke on the 30th of November. It's been interesting times, and, it's been a pretty funny little trip, actually. Been great.
Oh, well, that's good. Now tell me, how has the response been from the audience to your tour?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. It's I don't think they quite know what they're in for until you actually until they actually show up, you know. And I've tried to keep it under wraps as much as possible so it doesn't ruin the other shows. So yeah, if you're coming, you have to prepare yourself. You know, it's a bit of a comedy, but we also kind of look at some pretty serious issues within it. We look around co-governance and, you know, political issues that kind of that we are to face in the future. So there's a lot of peaks and troughs in the kōrero. But it's a nice way to kind of approach certain topics like co-governance, which has kind of had this scary, like, kind of taniwha attached to it, that kupu for the last few years. So it's kind of explaining it in a simpler form, and also really trying to give a Māori perspective on what co-governance actually is. So it's been it's been interesting. I think the audience is, like, in the beginnings are like, oh, wow. But, once towards the end, it's been really great and everyone's loved it. So it's, next 3 are going to be our biggest yet. So, yeah, pretty stoked.
Well, that's great because, you know, sometimes, issues that can be quite confronting for people. It's nice to know that they can be presented in a way that's a bit quirky. There's a bit of a sense of humour there, so that people don't feel, you know, so they do actually get the message, but they get it in a way that doesn't put them off, if you understand what I mean. Because you are known for having a rather quirky sense of humour. Would you call it that?
Yeah, I suppose my partner's like looking at me going, it is it's quite light and different bits and pieces, but it's, you know, the beautiful thing about comedy is that it's palatable, like people are able to kind of take that on, and, you know, with Māori humour, it's, you know, in our language, it's a very kind of visual language. So depending on the context in which we're using different kupu and that, it's kind of, we really draw on our language to kind of give the half. So it's interesting way to kind of to do it. And I've not ever attempted to do something like this, but it's an hour of stand-up comedy, really. But yeah, it's interesting because there are those peaks and troughs. So there are, you know, one bit you could be laughing and the next you could be crying. So it's been a really interesting way to exhibit art. I speak to five pieces of art which I've created, and they come with me onto the stage. So that's been interesting because we've been able to kind of explain the artwork and honour it to the anti-co-governance kōrero, but the main thing, try to give that Māori perspective and that worldview, which I think has been left out of all of the co-governance kōrero from many people. So yeah.
Well, I suppose, Hori, you could say we've got an example of co-governance that the Prime Minister elect is trying to work out right now. The three of them, we've got three parties there trying to look at a coalition government. It's probably going to be some form of co-governance, really, if you look at it, if you take it to the nth degree, extend that out.
Yeah. The problem with those three is that, you know, in Te Koro Winnie and David that are there, you know, they're on one side of the fence and they don't really have that part. Their kōrero doesn't really stand up for Māori, I feel, and it's a shame, really. And when they're looking into things like Te Tiriti and they're looking at the mātāpono that are attached to those principles and the way that the treaty is put out, you know, and they're trying to challenge that without having any real knowledge about, you know, the way Te Ao Māori is, I think that's a real problem. So, yeah, we in our brand and Hori, we challenge Māori just as much as we challenge Pākehā. So it's an interesting kōrero when you start to think about co-governance and that kupu kotahitanga.
Right.
It's the same thing. That's how I feel about co-governance. It's a group of people that are coming together for the collective good, you know. And so I try to simplify that co-governance kupu down using kotahitanga as an example. And there's other bits and pieces which go into it, and it relates back to the anti-co-governance kōrero that's a confident. But yeah, just done in a different, fun, slightly rude way. Yeah, it's definitely an R18 thing to come to see. So yeah, leave the kiddies at home. Get a babysitter.
And tell me, has your audience been mainly Māori, or is it made up of both Māori and Pākehā, or is it predominantly a Māori?
It's been Māori, Pākehā. Some of the shows more Pākehā than Māori. So, it's been interesting. Kauiwi have been there. It's been great, actually. You know, the whole kind of intent is, and I say this at the beginning, is to kind of build our own ahi, our own fire, and using the artwork, we kind of use that as the kindling and to warm the kind of people that are in the room and, you know, and have these discussions. And in the end, I kind of open it up to Wānanga through some of the pieces. So it's just a kind of really interesting way to do it. And it's also that grassroots stuff that I love to get, actually, you know, you see what we do online, you see all of these things on your phones, but to actually go out to the people and have these discussions in these towns all around Aotearoa, I think it's a real authentic way to kind of do it. It's fun. It's fun. It's been awesome. Two more weeks to go, and I think I can have a little moi, I think.
And listen, has the Māori reaction been positive? Because, you know, sometimes I do know that Māori can take exception, you know, if they think maybe some of them might not agree with the humour, presenting something in a humorous way. So how have you found in general terms Māori have responded?
Yeah, great. I mean, some of the jokes and some of the things that I go into, you know, they're the way they've been explained. Yeah, there's definitely Māori that would take, like, would look at it and go, "Oh, bro, you shouldn't have probably done that." But I think they kind of get where I'm coming from. I've told a few people these certain jokes that you'll hear if you come, and most of the people that have spoken to me, all of their reactions have been like, "Oh, bro, like, like almost like only you can get away with this." But it depends on where you are, and I lay a tikanga down at the beginning of the show. So I'm like, if this isn't your kind of thing, and there's some language, and there's a little bit of, you know, sexual kind of kōrero going down, you know, if this ain't your jam, then, you know, kei kura te kōha, you don't have to be here, you can just go out the door. But no one's left, no one's left yet. And it's just been a fun night. We just, you know, have a few inu, got kai on the go, and then we just have a kōrero. And then, it's just a really nice way to kind of finish off our year, and especially approaching this kaupapa of co-governance. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, that's great. Now, the name of the tour is a Māori Elite Tour. Now, that's very interesting.
Yeah, well, it's political satire. So, you know, these kōreros that, you know, from Winnie's and all these people talk about, this Māori elitists that are coming out to take all the money and take all the land, and it's just absolute, like, crap in my eyes. So I speak to what a Māori elitist is, and my whakaaro is there is no Māori elite. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, how much money you have or how much power you have, you cannot be a better Māori than someone else. So we look at these certain kupu that have been thrown around, these political words, you know, labelling Māori, these average Māoris, ordinary Māori, You know, Winnie and David and all of them are the first to say these words because they think they know what an average or an ordinary Māori wants. But, you know, I know that there are no ordinary or average Māori. There are no Māori elitists. You know, we are just Māori, and that's that. So it speaks to that. And then there are Māori that think, you know, there are people out there, and I speak to that too. So I have talked to them about going to your iwi, have a kōrero. If you have better ideas that can sustain your iwi for 100 to 1,000 years, tell them. You know, it's... you know, all these people that are complaining about iwi leadership, it's a hard job. And they like to get on their keyboards and have a little go, but they're not actually really wanting to go, you know, kanohiki to kanohi and have that challenging kōrero. So I actually challenge them to do that. But, yeah, without giving too much away, that's the nut and bolts of the Māori Elite Tour, that I take on the persona of what this Māori elite quotation marks is, and that's kind of my character that I take on while I'm on stage.
Well, I like what you said then, Hori, about there is no Māori elite. We're all Māori, and you know, like and nobody should be better than anybody else. And if you say, but it's not Māori who say that they're part of the Māori elite. It is obviously Te Iwi that say that, and it gets picked up. And so there's definitely an education theme underlying your tour. There's no doubt about that in my mind, because you're really helping everybody to actually understand. You know, and these are the issues, contemporary issues, not only past, but some contemporary issues that our country's got to, you know, trying to grapple with right now. And it's good for people. The more people that are informed, the better.
Yeah, and then even saying that, if the people don't agree with it, they don't agree with it. But I feel like taking space in all areas, you know, whether it's in art or comedy or in anywhere you can, and to kind of voice these whakaaro is great. So It's been interesting. There have been people that have disagreed with a lot of things that we've done and said in the past, but I think coming, like, at least having that chat, and I think the art is a good way to begin the conversation. And that's all this is. It's a wānanga, it's a conversation, it's a kōrero, and it's light, and everyone's kind of enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to the next three. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is you might find that you'll have an annual tour. Because people will be talking about it. There's no doubt about that. And you've had good numbers, Hori.
Yes, we've had most of our shows are sold out. Our Wellington show is sold out already, final one, and down south is the bigger venues. So it's, for down in Ōtautahi, Christchurch and in Nelson, there's a few more tickets left, but they are bigger venues. It's going to be interesting. We are going to take the last three. We will be videotaping them all and kind of putting it all together, and hopefully next year we'll let it out and people can watch it, the ones that can't. I mean it's an interesting shift going into comedy, but it's fun. 20 years ago you wouldn't see me dead on a stage talking to anyone, but it's just interesting the way how things go. So now it's another feather in the cap, I suppose. And we'll keep trucking.
well, good on you, yes. And how's the business in Ōtaki?
It's great. I'm looking at an absolute mess in my gallery at the moment, sending orders out. But it's beautiful. Like in Ōtaki, to be able to come back home and to live and work from home and being at back home in our beautiful Hapuri. It's awesome, and it's, a lot of amazing people and amazing artists, and rangatira that have come from Ōtaki, and the whole revitalisation of te reo Māori and all of that. I'm a product of whakatupuranga Rōmano and all, everything that's happening down here in Raukawa, so it's mean to kind of push this, take these whakaaro that we have learnt and take them out all across the motu, and even across the world we've been. So it's nice. It's nice coming home and having a little rest. But we the kaupapa keeps going, so we keep trucking, and it's been nearly 12 years doing this, mahi. So it's I'm stoked. Business is great.
Well, I can remember some years ago when you were, I think you were putting up. You were putting up. I think it was on the bins outside, and you were. I think you were putting in Māori.
Yes.
That I remember that. That caused a bit of a stir.
Yeah. Well, that was something we did. 3-4 years ago, and then that kōrero is still happening. The guy in Tauranga that decided to wipe the rāpahi off the bins up there. These are continued kaupapa, like kaikiritanga, like racism, that we have to continue to look at, because the guy just went to court for it, for doing that. These are things that we as Māori have to constantly call out and make sure that Aotearoa isn't a place where this happens. So, and it's not okay for that stuff to happen. So, the kaupapa keeps going. And when that happens, it's not just me. It's a lot of artists and musicians and everyone that are out there who are working towards making Aotearoa a better place to live in. So that was just one instance that happened in Ōtaki, but it's happening all across the world at the moment. So it's a big kaupapa that needs to constantly be challenged. So
Yes, actually, Horta, you're right. Very right. It is a big kaupapa, and it's not everybody's cup of tea to, have the courage, and I would call it courage, to call out when they see injustice and when they see people being treated unfairly. It's not everybody is able to call it out. They might say, you know, that they don't agree, but it does take a degree of courage because they come under fire. And they do. So, you know, kia ora to you, first of all, for doing the tour and raising awareness around some of the issues and calling people really to think very carefully. I mean, if we want a New Zealand, an Aotearoa, that is welcoming of not only overseas people, but is welcoming to everybody, including tangata whenua, then we have to start making sure that we clean up our act. That's all New Zealanders, and what you're doing really is just helping to do this.
That's my dream. Hopefully, that's for the Aotearoa Ho. You know, you look at what Te Māori Party have done, and it's a monumental shift which has happened in the last decade, and I think Te Pākehā and Te Tauiwi, who have kind of jumped in and are fully behind, you know, this tiriti-centric way to look at the world is a beautiful way for our country to be. So we just do our little part, and we hope that others do their part. And there are many people, many artists, many people all across the country that are doing their mahi as well. So big ups to them, and we'll just have to keep this going for hopefully not too long. But it's hopefully in my lifetime I will see a place for my mokopuna that, you know, I'm happy to have had my little part in creating a creative kind of space where that is the Aotearoa Ho that I want for my mokopuna. So yeah, that's it right there. That's why we do this, mahi.
Well, finally, Hori, can I just ask you, at the beginning of the year, did you even envisage having a tour and travelling around Aotearoa? Had you already thought of it at the beginning of the year, or has it just over the last 8 or 9 months evolved into, I can do this and I'm going to do it?
It actually happened after I actually attended one of the anti-co-governance chats. So I actually went to one of them and sat in there for 3.5 hours while I listened to the guy in the front talk absolute bull crap. It was after that I thought, you know what, this guy's going around Aotearoa spreading this hate and this absolute garbage, like you said. Maybe it's time that someone actually went around and looked at and gave people more perspective on the way Māori look at certain situations and look at things when we're looking at our taonga, our waterways, you know, and the way Māori as kaitiaki of these things, you know, we think of these taonga, our waterways, our maunga, these are like our tipuna, you know, they're like our kuia, our kroa. We want to protect them. We want to sustain them. They are a part of our whānau. Why wouldn't you want someone that loves that thing so much? Why wouldn't you want them to be in the room to have discussions in the way these things should be looked after and hopefully sustained for many, many, many generations down the line? So that was the kind of kōrero I thought, well, maybe it's time that someone else went round and gave the other side of the fence. And then also, you know, give some of the people maybe a bit more education around and understanding around why Māori think the way we do and why we are so connected to these spaces. Because I think some Pākehā and Tauiwi and definitely some of the people that were in the meeting, you know, they weren't bad people. They just didn't really have an understanding of the relationship and the way Māori feel about the taiao. you know, they see it as their grandmother, they see it, and if they could feel that aroha and the way we want to protect these things, I think they would understand why we fight to be a part of that conversation and why it is needed, that why iwi need to be a part of that conversation and anything that gets decided or done with our taonga. So there's that kōrero, and then there's also, you know, te tiriti o waitangi, you know. If you don't like it, there it is there. It is a partnership that has been made. Like, we need to be in the room. We need to be having these discussions, and Māori need to have a seat at the tepu. So that's all we're kind of trying to do through this kōrero, is to give that perspective, which I think is missed from a lot of the anti-co-governance chat. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased. I know so many people got turned away from that tour that was going on, and but I did hear from people that it was a very nasty rhetoric, and that guy was the way he was speaking, etc. But then, of course, I always say it's fear. You know, it's fear. What people don't know about, what they don't understand, then they tend to make it up as they go along. And it's really fear of that change is obviously coming. And I think sometimes people don't see a place for themselves when that change might be put in place. And but there's still, I mean, God, there was so much ignorance, and it's out there big time. So I'm just so thankful that you have been, with your Māori elite tour, that you've been moving around Aotearoa and just trying to make sure that when the people do come along, they go away from your performance or from the evening or from the wānanga actually more informed, and actually then they will not feel so fearful, and they'll actually have an understanding of, for Māori, what's at stake really, and actually for Aotearoa anyway. Mm.
No, you're right, and the change is already here. You're bang on. A lot of the people that were in those meetings, they were scared. There was some real fear there, but it's only stoked by the person that's standing in front of them, like making them scared. So that's what I hope to kind of pull, is you don't have to be scared of Māori. Like, we're not out here to get, like, that's not what we want. We only want to be able to have a seat at the tepu. We only want to have these discussions about these things because we, you know, they are whānau. These taonga they are, you know, people to us. So we treat people, we treat them, everyone with dignity, and we try our hardest to manaaki anyone, and that goes for our rivers, our moana, you know, our roto, everything. So why wouldn't you want that those people in the room while you're having these discussions? So yeah.
Exactly. Well, look, Hori, thanks so much. It's been lovely talking to you, and I do thank you for the time that you've given to us this evening. As you say, you'll be concluding the tour, the Māori Elite Tour, later this next week, is it? The finish up
this week. So this week, Thursday, we're in Whakatū, so 6:30 at the Theatre Royale, and then we're down in Christchurch on this Friday, and that's at the Grand Hall, and then the finale is on next Thursday in Pōneke at Te Awaha Theatre. So, yeah, three more to go.
Then it's your feet up for a while, and then you'll be running into the Christmas season, and you'll be busy. You'll be busy in your shop in Ōtaki. But thank you for talking to us, and well done you for putting the tour on. And I know you're going to have a great week this week, and certainly the finale next Thursday week, that's just also going to be tops as well. Thank you so much, and good luck, and listen, have the very best of Christmas and a great start to 2024.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou, thank you.
Thank you very much. Lovely, thank you so much, Hori. Lovely this evening talking to Jorge Pahori Thompson. You will know him. Of course, he is from Otaki, and he's been quite a controversial figure and taking this tour around the country, the Maori Elite Tour. Well, certainly he would have been enlightening some of the people that come along. It's good to hear that they people going along, both Pākehā, Tauiwi and Maori, and just enlightening them in the humorous way, because as he said, there's, you know, being a stand-up comedian and just presenting visual language that actually can be quite challenging for some, but there's a really important underlying message there. And I think really what it is become informed. So good to talk with him this evening. Right, so I'm going to be back with you tomorrow. So for now, mā te wā, kia ora.